The plane crashed on a ridge in eastern Congo while on its way from Kisangani to Bukavu on Congo's eastern border with Rwanda. A UN spokeswoman, Elizabeth Beers, says a search and rescue mission arrived in the area Tuesday morning. She says the reasons for the crash are still under investigation, but the cause was probably due to bad weather.
And also a very dangerous region because the fog and mist can fall suddenly and weather conditions are sometimes very bad in these forest and mountainous areas.
The AirServ international plane is operated by a group based in Warrenton, Virginia. The plane was being flown by a commercial South African company, Sem Air. Beer says the plane was on a regular twice-weekly flight carrying humanitarian workers to the region.
It's not for profit, it's a humanitarian flight, and the organization in the field use this kind of flight to transport their staff or to fly some assistance. In fact, they transport the staff from one place to another, and they can carry limited relief assistance, but it's more transporting humanitarian workers.
Most aid agencies avoid traveling on commercial flights in the region because of their poor safety records. In April, a Congolese aircraft crashed near Goma, killing nearly 50 people and injuring more than 100. The civil war in eastern Congo officially ended 5 years ago, but fighting between rebel and militia groups and government forces continues. The humanitarian toll has been enormous. The UN and other aid agencies say nearly 5.5 million people in eastern Congo have died, mostly from war-related hunger and disease. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.